Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick, I'm your host. In our episode this week, I'm going to get you to think about what you would do if you had 2 minutes of free time. The reason I'm doing that is because we don't think we have time, but we actually do. The reason I do this podcast is to help you become a much more intentional communicator. And the podcast is based on 3 books that are written, Brief, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary, Noise, which I wrote 5 years ago, and an upcoming book called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. Each of those books interrelate with each other, and they all help you become a much more intentional communicator. A person who thinks and speaks with effect, a person who understands how to connect with people, get a message across. And managing noise is a big part of people's lives, and this is what causes a lot of people difficulty when they communicate, is they succumb to it. They're easily distracted, they give in to distraction, they consume noise all the time, and when it comes time to communicating, they just produce more noise. And that's a sad reality, but it's the reality we live in. Now, this is all an issue that we struggle with, in one that we could overcome, but we overcome it day to day. It's not something that you can just flip a switch and you're done. You can communicate effectively. You can communicate efficiently. You can think clearly. You can overcome distractions, but you got to think about it and you got to work at it. So what I'm going to talk to you about today is, 2 minutes of quiet, 2 minutes of free time. And here's kind of what inspired me is during the day, we have some days that we're busy, and some days we're really busy, and some days are just absolutely insane. Like, you don't even have time to stop. A friend of mine recently was so busy. He was working on this big publicity campaign, and I texted him. And he goes, I just didn't even have time to think about even eating. Like, he goes, I fasted the whole day. And he goes, it wasn't even intentional fasting. I just fasted the whole day because I didn't have time to stop. Now, regardless of how busy you might be, in the scales of busyness, we're not trying to get here and grade what's the busiest you've ever been. But at a typical day, or even a rhythm of life that's pretty intense, we have pockets of time that kind of come and go, and we don't even realize it. Yeah, I'm talking about between appointments, you're getting it on a Zoom call or Microsoft Teams call, whatever it might be, video conference, you've got a few minutes, you're waiting for somebody. Maybe you're there a few minutes early. You have an unexpected moment where you're just between tasks. The kind of the rhythm of your day, going from conversation to conversation, will you have 2 minutes of free time? What do you do with it? And a little time can mean a lot. And this is the insight that I got when I read Quiet Works, which is a little. It's a secret ingredient, so a little goes a long way. And how do I use these moments can become absolutely crucial for us, because we can succumb to the badge of busyness where we're just busy all the time, and we create nonstop noise consumption. We're always consuming it. And I'm going to walk you through a handful of moments where you might have what you would do versus what you could do. And let's just kind of start at the first one, which is like, you're getting ready for an appointment. You're going to meet somebody on an appointment. And let's say the appointment's at 9 o'clock and you are, going to see somebody. So maybe it's in the same office or you're going to somebody's office and you got 2 minutes. Maybe it's the time it takes for you to walk from your car or to go from your office to their office. And what would you do? And the answer for most people is, I'm going to use the time to grab my phone and check to see if I've missed any emails, any messages. I'm just going to grab my phone. And I would say, don't do that. That's what I would do, but this is what I could do. What I could do is prepare for that appointment. I want you to think about from the time it takes you to walk into the building or that 2 minutes, what's the most important thing we're going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? What is my desired outcome? When's the last time we spoke? I'm going to organize my thoughts. I'm going to take that 2 minutes to be thinking. It's almost like the time an actor has before they go on stage. Like, I'm just going to take advantage of those things. So don't grab your phone. Use that time of quiet to prepare. Here's another moment. It happens to us all the time, and we don't even think about it. We're waiting in line. Now, the running joke in our family is that I'm terrible at picking lines. So for those of you that don't know me, that's full disclosure. If I get an opportunity to go to pick on the toll road or at the airport or at the supermarket or going out for lunch, whatever, if I have to pick a line, I always pick the wrong line. And it's kind of the running joke, like, I just always pick the wrong line. So I'm always waiting in these lines. And I consider myself a fairly patient person. But when I wait in line, it just becomes sort of torture. And the waits, you don't know how long you're going to wait. And what if you look like so you're just waiting in line? When you look around, what could you be doing? Well, I'm just going to grab my phone. Naturally, instinctively, I'm going to grab my smartphone and fill the time with, you know, checking the news or seeing what's going on social media or looking at what's LinkedIn or looking at emails or just going through my routine apps. I call them the usual suspects, the ones that I go to. That's what I would do going online. But what I could do is use the time to think about what I'm going to do, what I'm waiting for. Just take those 2 minutes and just super deliberately just not use my phone, not go to my phone, but use that time to think and consider, you know, what am I waiting for? Maybe I'm waiting to get on an airplane, or maybe I'm waiting for lunch, or, you know, maybe I'm by myself waiting instead of just thinking about, well, how long is it going to take? You know, think about other things that I'm doing that day, waiting in line. Don't grab my phone. Use the time to think. Here's another moment. Happens to us all the time. You get in your car, grab the keys, get in your car, and start your car. And what's the first thing people do? They put on the radio. Or while the car is warming up, maybe they check their phone again. And, you know, it's always a good practice, whether, you know, I mean, where I spent some time in the Midwest, Chicago, sometimes I'm there, it's cold, or maybe it's really hot, you want the air conditioning to cool the car down, is you might have 2 minutes right there just to let the car warm up. Not in a terrible hurry. You would just want to put the radio and just go. Maybe I want to use that 2 minutes of free time there to review my day so far. You know, what have I done in my day so far? I got 2 minutes free time. It's a gift right there. But yet I squander it by thinking about nothing, putting on the radio, whatever. And I'm not against listening to music or listening to the radio or podcast or whatever, but you've got 2 minutes maybe to start that car ride. And I might use that time to just review the day ahead or review the day behind. I'm going to use that 2 minutes, just 2 minutes to do that. Another moment. Meeting. Got a meeting in person, online. We got a meeting coming up. What happens usually in meetings is there's always somebody who's going to be late. People are late for meetings. It's a typical thing. I don't endorse it. I don't like it. It's a reality. I like to show up to meetings a little bit early. Sometimes I'm late. I don't like being late. I cause people being late because other people caused me to be late in the previous meeting. So it's pretty common for people to be like online or sitting in a room and they're just waiting. And what are people doing while they're waiting? Well, again, not to be anti-smartphone or anti-computer, but they're checking their email and they're checking messages and they're just all these little slivers of time. And what I would like you to think about is don't do that, but prepare, go over your notes about what you want to accomplish in that meeting. What are you going to say in the meeting? If you got to present, or are you going to give an update? Use that 2 minutes of quiet that was given to you to wait to prepare, but not to think about something unrelated to the meeting, but to think about things that are related to that meeting. We have a unique opportunity to do that. People don't. They're thinking about, they're checking their email, and they're not getting their mind right. They're not getting ready for that moment. Use those few minutes before meeting to get ready to prepare what you're going to communicate. Finally, like between tasks, you're going from thing to thing to thing, and all those actions tend to blur together. In a lot of time for people, they define work as just being in front of the computer and they're just consuming information, disseminating it, pushing it out, pulling it in. They're online, they're constantly connected, they're communicating with each other. in tasks bleed into tasks that bleed into tasks. Now, when you're finishing one thing, right before you're going to start the next thing, that's like a seam. It's a break. You use that 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes to go from one thing to the other, to stop and to not just look at what you're going to do next, but maybe to stop and look what you can do for the rest of the day. And one of the ways to do this, when you've got free time, is to use your watch or a timer or something that I keep in my office. It's just like a little egg timer. That's a 1 minute egg timer. And get into the practice of capturing these moments. It's just a little can mean a lot. And these could be pockets of quiet. We're always looking for like, someday if I have the chance and I have a break, I'll be able to do all these things that I think that in a day, if you could do this 5 times a day, you get 10 minutes of quality thinking. And 2 minutes is a long time. I'm just making up 2 minutes. It could be 3 minutes. It could be 1 minute. But some amount of time. And my line is, if I can use that to think, to prepare, to plan, to review, to organize, or even just do nothing. And I think that nothing is something. It's just, I'm going to sit there waiting in line at a light, and I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit there and do nothing. I'm going to wait in line to board an airplane and not check my phone. I'm just going to do nothing. I'm going if there's a delay, I'm going to use that and do nothing. Well, nothing is something, because it lets our mind rest, recenter, recharge. It's what people have the greatest ideas when they're taking a shower, is because they're really not thinking about anything, whether they're really doing nothing mentally, really. They just know, you have not really think about what they're doing. But sometimes in those moments, we have a lot of creativity, we have a lot of insight, and we give ourselves time. Something to think about as you look at your day and you look at the amount of communication, the amount of activity, the amount of stress, the amount of energy, all of that going on during the day, there seems to be no seams. It's all just one connected moment of activity, of thought, of communication, of collaboration. It's just game on, I'm connected. But I would challenge you to think that within that construct, you will have pockets that come unexpectedly. And in those pockets, we give in and we just consume noise. We maintain connectivity. We just keep on consuming. We keep on eating. In the book Noise, I compared it to like a diet of eating popcorn and drinking Diet Coke. It's kind of like that's, we're snacking all day long and we don't stop snacking. And I would just encourage you to think about how many moments you could have taken 2 minutes there, 3 minutes here, a minute there for planning, for thinking, for nothing. Those are moments of quiet that are there in your day for you, but you have to embrace them. You have to reach out and you have to grab them, and they will help you become a more intentional communicator if and only if you embrace them. So I want you to remember that you have time for quiet. In fact, lots of it. But it may come in small sizes. So don't squander those bits of quiet for noise. Just saying.